today. Well, an interesting move. The Football Federation Australia has announced a new set of inclusivity principles, and they replace an old national club identity policy to give it its proper name. What does all that mean for teams and their fans? One effect, national flags consigned to the bin in Australian round ball football, but no longer banned. So this is an attempt to make clubs more inclusive and welcoming to people from a range of cultural background. Here to explain is David Gallop. He's the CEO of the Football Federation of Australia. David, welcome.
G'day, Jonathan. Thanks for having me on.
So the old policy gone, replaced with this set of principles. What's the logic behind that?
It comes about after some pretty extensive consultation across the game, including with clubs, but also with the Association of Australian Football Clubs, who had taken a big interest in this issue. We talked to some multicultural agencies, and we decided to take away the regulated approach to these issues and move to more of a self-regulated approach. We're looking for a balance where clubs can recognise their heritage, and we want to encourage that, but there has to be a balance about being inclusive, making everyone from every background feel like they belong at your club. And that's something that the clubs have told us that they want to take that responsibility, and we've listened.
That's a tough wrestle, isn't it? Because back in the older days of Australian soccer, we had, you know, your South Melbourne Hellas's, your Sydney Croatia. Often the meetings of fans at the games of various clubs of various old world ethnic alignments were less than happy. How do you guard against that as an outcome?
Yeah, indeed. And I think coming out of a regulated environment, the self-regulated approach, that the clubs recognise that if we've moved this way, then the onus will be on them to get that balance right, to not go back to any of the historical poor incidents. We still have codes around spectator behaviour, and although there'll be a consequential change so that fans can bring flags, that there will be requirements that is not done in a way which is to incite poor behaviour at football matches.
And yet that's hard. I mean, the very presence of a flag, for example, of a Greek flag to a Macedonian fan is an incitement in itself.
That's one example where competition organisers will have to do some risk profiling around matches.
Yep.
And that there will certainly be occasions where they will need to increase the measures that they take if they consider this to be a high risk match.
What sort of measures would they be? I mean, what could you do in those instances?
I think security measures, etc. I mean, competition organisers across the country are used to risk profiling. What they won't have anymore is a centralised regulatory framework, but rather a set of principles that clubs will be asked to adhere to.
How much does the sort of the current structure around A-League in particular paper over old teams that had, you know, old roots? Is there a realignment in the new teams that we see, or are they based pretty exclusively on teams we would have seen, you know, back in the 70s and 80s?
The A-League is very much a new competition with new clubs, and part of the thinking, I guess, was to move to inclusive behaviour around football clubs.
Yep.
The A-League hasn't necessarily been caught up in the issues that you mentioned from the 70s and 80s. So we're talking, in many cases, about the tier below. But the tier below has big aspirations in Australian football, and we have a national second division group looking at how to elevate that group of clubs to a national competition. They'll be wanting to take this new area of responsibility very seriously to demonstrate that they are ready to move to that national basis, and the AAFC have been keen to let us know that.
Well, a bold step, David, and as you say, putting the onus out of that regulatory framework into one of self-discipline. We'll watch with great interest.
Thanks for having me on, Jonathan.
David Gallop, CEO of the Football Federation of Australia.